This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about the great things happening at the Tecumseh Center for the Arts. And I'm so happy to have with me to tell us about some of the upcoming shows, TCA Director, Executive Director Amy Sloop. And Amy, so good to have you with us again.
Thank you, Dale. I always love getting to come here and share all the excitement happening at the TCA.
And there's a lot of excitement coming up at the TCA.
Yes. Well, because, I mean, the Christmas season is huge. Even this coming Sunday, we have the Pops Orchestra with the Community Chorus. Mm-hmm. That's a huge show that's happening. We have some dance shows that are following the weekend after that. And then I am so excited for our own production on December 20th. Saturday, December 20th, we have two opportunities, a 2 p.m. matinee and a 7 p.m. evening show to come and experience our WTCA radio show.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I don't know how many people even remember the old time radio shows that would happen.
You know, I think it's getting fewer and fewer because of the fact, you know, as time moves on. But yeah, this goes back to the days when on radio there was actually plays, you know, there were audio plays that were being broadcast.
Yes. Those beautiful staged radio productions that would happen. And this year, our story is Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life, adaptation of It's a Wonderful Life.
Cool.
So just charming and wonderful, that glorious story about community and that important ideal that everyone's life is valuable.
That's
every
right.
single person matters. We don't think about how we touch another person's life as we go through our day-to-day. So that beautiful, heartfelt little piece. But when within the context of a staged radio play like that, there's also the fascination of seeing the sound effects that are performed live by the Foley artists, right?
Yes,
they're making thunder happen and doors slam and footsteps, all of those things.
Yeah.
Great to see that happen. We have our TCA Big Band and the Vocaleers who will be swinging out great holiday tunes. And we have glorious voices in our TCA Youth Christmas Choir.
Nice.
Yeah, so it is a spectacular show. You want to get the holiday spirit, this is where you need to be on December 20th with us at the TCA.
With the two performances.
Mm-hmm, 2 p.m.
2 p.m. and again at?
7 p.m.
7 p.m.,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, get your tickets because, you know, especially if you are able to not remember how radio shows were done back then, or just to bring the kids or your grandkids to say, you know, this is how we used to listen to the radio.
Yes.
And, you know, and enjoy and be able to see what you mentioned about all those things that were happening behind the scenes on the radio that really did a big thing for your imagination. You were just imagining all this happening.
Yes. And we have the fun of those quirky, comical kind of commercials that happened during the show, too.
Yes.
You know, I mean, there was nothing like old-time commercials.
Yes.
Yeah, everything's, I mean, there can be some fun, silly things that happen now, but for the most part, commercials are slick and smooth and, you know, to have old-time charm like that, just darling. And yes, great for the entire family.
That's right.
Yeah.
So make sure you get your tickets by going to
thetca.org.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Make sure you get there. Youth are $15. Seniors and military are $20. And it's $25 for adult tickets. So super affordable for the whole family. And WLEN is our proud sponsor of this show.
And
thank you.
We are very proud to be a sponsor of the show. And, you know, it's that go back to our heritage, you know, of radio. So,
yes.
Yeah, big time indeed. Speaking about Christmas, you know, this would be a great idea for a Christmas present to be able to get tickets for someone.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. You know, I loved doing that with our kids, was making sure that every Christmas I gifted our family an experience like that. And so, my gosh, we have a fantastic show coming up in January. It's our family show. Alex Zerbe, he's the Zaniac.
Yeah.
hilarious. Oh my gosh. He's an international performer with who holds Guinness World Records, and yet he is just hysterical. The kids will go crazy for him, and his comedy appeals to adults too. It has a nice kind of adult inside joke kind of edge.
Yeah.
And so everyone will love, love, love it. So, and part, I don't know if people realize this, but anticipation is actually a huge boost of our mood.
Oh, yeah.
The moment we buy a ticket, we're producing endorphins in our brain.
Yeah.
And so giving them that gift of that show that's coming up in January, oh my gosh, they're just going to be full of joy.
Yeah.
The whole month long, and then a lifetime of memories to follow.
Absolutely. Now, that show is going to be on January 24th?
Yes, yes. And that is a 2 p.m. matinee.
So we're talking about a Saturday then, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be a great time for anybody,
you
know?
Oh my goodness, yes.
And especially for the kids too, you know?
Oh my gosh, yeah, they'll love it.
Yeah, you know, and the thing after the show, you can go downtown to maybe do some shopping into some of the local businesses downtown to come see, or maybe you stop into one of the local restaurants, too.
Oh, yeah, there's so much deliciousness.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're not a kid. And tickets are available once again to go for the Zanuck Alex Zerbe show.
Yeah, the Zaniac, yeah. He's tickets are available at thetca.org. And, Dale, because this one is our family show, we only have two ticket prices. So youth are $15 and all other tickets are $25.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. 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 So super, super easy on the wallet.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, there's another one that's going to be coming up too that maybe you might want to get tickets for and maybe use those as Christmas tickets as well or gifts is the Elvis tribute.
Oh my gosh, Dale, I'm covered in goosebumps. Yes, yes, our Elvis tribute artist, Jimmy Holmes, is the reigning ultimate Elvis. Graceland's reigning ultimate Elvis.
Now that says a lot when you're saying Graceland.
Yeah, that is the top of the whole world of competitions that happen. That is elite.
Yeah.
He's fantastic. I hear him. His voice is amazing. His moves are incredible. Just his whole personification of Elvis is spectacular. And he's selling really well. That's a Valentine's Day concert.
Oh, yes.
So it's Saturday, February 14th at 7:30 p.m. at the TCA. And he is already selling really well.
Good.
So anybody who wants to come, do get your tickets now at thetca.org. You don't want to miss out on this show.
If you remember Elvis, you know, and you know, and know some of his concerts, but if you didn't get to see Elvis in person, this is going to be your chance to be able to see him being impersonated, but still having saying, "Hey, that's Elvis right up there on stage."
Yes, it is an Elvis experience to be had for sure.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, and he's just amazing.
And it says a lot, too, that the tickets for his show for that coming up on February the 14th are already selling. So you want to make sure that you don't delay in getting those tickets because we don't want you to be left out. We'd love to be able to have a sold-out show for this.
Yes, and I want to make sure that people are aware that Jimmy is coming with a 10-piece band. We're going to have a horn section on stage.
Wow.
So it's very exciting.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And the nice thing is about the TCA Auditorium, not a bad seat in a house whatsoever.
Right, right. Yeah, and the sound.
Oh, yes.
Sound is exceptional. Yeah. So, oh, my goodness. But, yeah, we were so excited that I stumbled upon Jimmy the way that I did. And then when it was August, it was Elvis week, and when he received that ultimate crown, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Just ecstatic. But I am a harsh Elvis tribute critic, because I do love Elvis, and I can promise you, he is simply fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's going to be great, and be able to experience that. That's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And so make sure you get your tickets, thetca.org, to go online to get the tickets.
Oh,
so,
yes. Yeah, so easy to do that anytime.
Yeah. Definitely. And of course, you got lots more coming up. We can really touch on quickly about the show that's coming up in March as well.
Yes. Yeah. We have On the Lash, which is our Celtic show. That'll be Friday, March 13th at 7:30 p.m. We have Lola Christine, who's still coming in April. And
oh, yes.
If people aren't aware, there's still the opportunity that exists to buy a Pick 4 subscription for added discount to our already affordable ticket prices.
That's right. Yeah. So take advantage of that, too.
Yeah.
That might be another idea for, you know, giving for a Christmas gift.
Could you imagine giving someone the gift of a show to attend every month?
Yeah.
Oh, just delightful.
Yes. I'm so glad you reminded us about Lola Christine coming back, because she is awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
My gosh.
People went crazy for her, Dale. Yeah. I mean, after the show, she was swarmed in the lobby. People were just going crazy buying her vinyl and the things that she had at her merch table.
Yeah.
Ah, she's phenomenal.
Yeah. And that show is going to be when again?
She's April 11th, Saturday, April 11th at 7:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
What a great lineup still to come.
Woo-hoo!
At the TCA, the Tecumseh Center for the Arts. As always, great shows that you have planned, Amy.
Thank you. Yeah, we're very excited.
Yeah. You got to take advantage of what we're able to be able to attend and have a ability to attend here locally, right here.
Well, and so many people want to support the theater, and the best way to do it is by buying those tickets.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So make sure you get those tickets, everybody, and don't delay. You know, better to get them confirmed and purchased and ready to go so you can be able to enjoy some great, great entertainment there at the ETCA.
Yes. We will be waiting for you and ready to have fun.
That's right. That's for sure. Amy Sloop, the executive director of the TCA, thanks so much again for being on the program.
Thank you, Dale.
And we really appreciate it. We look forward to talking to you some more about some more of the upcoming events that will be happening at the TCA.
Thank you. I love that.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.